Chapter 3.
Let's play in some fun. Well, Gentia isn't around, and Gentia, are you around?
An Ingentia lost in the city? Luna woke up to her phone ringing. The organizers of the National Sun Festival were calling her to arrange the rehearsal schedule of the troupe Sondasarians at the Sun Parade. Luna suddenly went pale. She didn't know what to say.
Cousin, please, where are you?
Luna wondered in despair.
Thank you for calling,
she finally managed to say.
How about in 3 days, in the evening, around 6 p.m.?
Perfect,
answered the organizer.
In 3 days' time, at 6 p.m. at the Chimbas Festival site. See you then.
Luna was still pale. She woke the rest up and urged them to get going. They got ready in no time and headed to the city. Sonda puffed with all his strength, and as quick as lightning, they arrived at downtown San Juan. Sol and Lauti were wearing their augmented reality glasses and spotted a big brown lump to the south. Sol said,
It's her! There she is! Ingentia! I can't believe it! It's that brown thing we see there!
She cried enthusiastically.
Are you sure, Sol? I believe she is that grayish spot next to that huge building,
said Lauti.
Don't worry, explorers. We'll go down to check everywhere,
answered Sonda. Little by little, they went down until they reached a square with a huge pond of crystal clear waters. They were dazzled, speechless. What Sol had seen was not Cousin Ingentia. It was huge and brown, but it wasn't a dinosaur for sure. What Lauti spotted wasn't Ingentia either. It had a curved shape, just like Cousin Ingentia's back, but it was made of metal and stretched across the street. It seemed to be floating, suspended in the air.
It's a magical bridge that joins the water and the sky,
yelled Lauti.
And it's floating over the street. I wonder how it was built.
The rest of the crew looked all around in amazement. They couldn't believe their eyes. Sol was still wearing her AR glasses and looked for more information to tell the rest.
This is the Civic Bridge. It joins the Civic Center and the Bicentennial Square,
explained Sol while pointing at the various sites.
And that magnificent big brown building is the Bicentennial Theater.
Wow!
Cried Luna, looking at such an incredible view with huge buildings and green areas.
It's amazing,
said Sonda.
I haven't been here for a while. This place used to be in ruins and abandoned. The city planners have done an incredible job.
Let's have a look and take some pictures,
proposed Lauti.
I want to go inside the theater and see if there's ballet. I love dancers and their perfect tutus,
said Sol. Sonda knew he wouldn't be allowed to go inside the theater, so he invited Luna to go around the square with him and enjoy the show of jugglers and stilt walkers. While Luna and Sonda entertained themselves looking at their reflections in the water and making faces, Lauti and Sol went into the theater.
Look, Lauti! Those pieces of paper hanging from the ceiling are musical scores from the Colón Theater in Buenos Aires. It is said that this theater and Colón Theater are examples for the rest of the world. Let's explore our theater,
cheered Sol.
Sure thing, my friend. This is amazing. I haven't been here before. I thought only grown-ups could come,
said Lauti.
No, not at all. Look, that's a group of students on a guided tour,
said Sol, pointing at the class.
Let's join the visitors and see if Ingentia is hiding somewhere here. You know she loves ballet too. She must have heard classical music playing and came in through that big arc,
continued Sol. As it happened, the guide, who was a very nice man, invited them to go backstage, visit the rehearsal room, the props room, the staging room and costume design workshops of the impressive theater. The kids looked all around and couldn't believe their eyes. This was a real cultural treasure, but Ingentia was still missing. Marveled, they left the theater and ran towards Luna and Sonda. They had to stick to the plan and find Luna's missing cousin. Sonda was chasing a green stilt walker dressed in a dinosaur costume, mistaking him for Ingentia. while Luna was dancing around with some kids.
We must rush to the Museum of Natural Science. It's near here. We can probably get clues there about where Ingentia could be,
figured Lauti.
Another museum?
Asked Luna, worried about whether she would be allowed to enter.
Oh yes, in San Juan there are all kinds of museums,
explained Lauti.
Right, Cecilia, a scientist that visited us at school to talk about the dinosaurians of San Juan, works there. I'm sure she and her team will help us,
said Sol enthusiastically. As the Museum of Natural Science was nearby, they decided to walk north along España Avenue. They reached the museum in no time, and Sonda knocked on windows and doors until a security guard appeared through a crack in the door.
Can I help you?
Asked the security guard.
We need to talk to Cecilia Paldetti, the scientist. She knows a great deal about dinosaurs. We need to find Ingentia, Luna's cousin, and we're sure she knows where Ingentia might be. We are running out of time,
begged Sol. The guard let them in and told the paleontologist she had visitors.
Dr. Apaldetti, these explorers need to ask you something.
Dr. Cecilia, who looked after million-year-old bones but did not cure colds or the flu, welcomed them smiling. She remembered Sol and Lauti and their enthusiasm for learning about dinos and saurians that day at school. Another great scientist and paleontologist, Dr. Ricardo Martinez, was next to her, and he also greeted the crew.
Well, tell us what brought you here,
asked Dr. Martinez.
We lost Ingentia, Luna's cousin in his Chigualasto, a few days ago,
said Sonda.
Yes, we have been looking all over for her for a few days now, and can't seem to find her yet. We went to Pampa, El Leoncito, the observatories, the Interlagos route, the Bicentennial Theater, but there is no trace of this intrepid dinosaur,
added Lauti.
And we have no time to lose, because Sonda, Ingentia, and I are part of the Sun Parade, and we can't participate without Ingentia,
shouted Luna.
Right, I think we can help you,
said Dr. Apaldetti, calming the pterosaur down.
Please sit down and we will show you some maps on the computer.
Everyone sat in a circle. It was the first time Sona was allowed to come indoors, on condition that he be quiet. The scientist opened her laptop and projected an image on the wall that read, Valle de Leyes.
In this very place, there are a lot of Ingentia's cousins and Luna's relatives as well. It's the land of the first giant dinosaur of the Triassic period,
continued Dr. Apaldetti.
Ingentia is probably there, visiting her relatives,
added Dr. Martinez.
I think they can communicate through the vibrations produced by their huge steps when they walk. Maybe Ingentia put her ear on the floor and let her relatives guide her,
speculated Sol. The scientist smiled and showed them a lot of other pictures and images of Ingentia's relatives. They also gave them interesting information about these dinosaurs and of Luna's flying relatives too, the famous pterosaurs. Luna looked around in amazement, and Sonda looked at her quite moved. In the process of searching for Ingentia, Luna was about to find out a lot about herself and her origins. In previous adventures, Sonda and Luna had looked for flying reptiles like Luna all over San Juan, but they could never find any. And now, in this search for Ingentia, Luna was about to find her relatives as well. The scientist showed them a picture of a newly born baby saurian. She was Luna Sauria's cousin. They had called her Alba Sauria. Even though she was very young, she was already famous since she was the first newborn from the Taro family in this once southern landlocked region. Meanwhile, Sonda and the rest of the team listened to the explanations in amazement. Later, the scientist invited the explorers to go all over the museum for a night tour using flashlights. Following the lights that seemed to be floating stars on the museum's sky-like ceiling, the crew learned about the history of the dinosaurs that once lived in San Juan. They were eager to learn even more. When the tour finished, Dr. Cecilia said,
Early in the morning, we're leaving for an expedition to Valle de Leyes. If you want, you can join us. You can go by air and we will go by land. Yeah, awesome! I love the idea, Doc!
Said Sol excitedly.
I saw some beautiful gardens outside. We can camp there overnight. I get going early tomorrow.
Dared say Sonda, after being silent for a long time.
Excellent idea. Can we borrow these flashlights, Dr. Martinez?
Asked Lauti.
Of course. Besides, we need to take them to Valle de Leyes. We will need them because we'll be camping there too. Don't forget to take your hats, sunscreen and water. It's the desert. We'll take brushes and GPS. Do you like campfires?
Dr. Ricardo wanted to know.
Absolutely. Campfires are cool. And we know a lot of songs to sing along and have fun.
Exclaimed Sol. Very early the following day, they all headed to Valle de Leyes. The scientists had already calibrated their augmented reality glasses with the GPS, so the explorers wouldn't get lost. The scientists' pickup trucks were all ready to leave, and when Dr. Martinez said so, the team set out to find Ingentia by land and air.